It's just before lunch, and your last patient of the morning is scheduled to have a mini screw implant placed between the upper right first molar and second premolar to help correct an arch asymmetry. You normally place a 1.2 millimeter screw in these interdental locations, but as you start putting it in, you realize the bone is dense, and you feel like you have to turn much harder than normal. You're worried that the screw might break, and so you back it out. How much larger a screw do you need to use to get a significant increase in torsional strength and reduce the possibility of screw breakage? A paper published in the April-June 2008 issue of the Brazilian Journal of Oral Sciences gives us some insight into this question. This study was quite straightforward and done entirely in the laboratory. The purpose was to help define the relationship between screw diameter and torsional strength. A special apparatus was used that allowed a screw to be twisted to the point of fracture, and for this maximum torsional strength to be recorded. The authors tested three different diameter screws that were identical in length and composition, so the only variable was the diameter. The three diameters tested were 1.2 millimeter, 1.4 millimeter, and 1.6 millimeter. Six samples of each diameter screw were tested to failure. The results showed that the torsional strength increased with increasing diameter, something I'm sure you would have known without this laboratory test. What surprised me, though, was the amount that the strength changed with the change in diameter. The 1.2 millimeter screw failed at about 20 newton centimeters, still above the torque needed to screw into most normal density bone. Increasing the diameter just 0.2 of a millimeter to 1.4 millimeter resulted in a torsional strength that more than doubled, and increasing it another 0.2 of a millimeter increased the strength another 34%. What I learned from this is that when dealing with small diameter screws, just a small increase in diameter can result in a large increase in strength. So if you think back to your patient in whom it felt like the 1.2 millimeter screw was marginally strong enough, it would make sense to increase to a 1.4 or 1.6 millimeter screw. That way you could get a huge increase in torsional strength with only a small increase in diameter. You could be confident that the screw would still easily fit between the roots and yet be strong enough to avoid fracture. If you would like more information about the relationship between mini screw diameter and torsional screw strength, refer to the article by Pithon and colleagues in the Brazilian Journal of Oral Sciences.